Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's good, y'all? We back again. It's January 31st, already through the first month of the year. It's going by fast because we out here killing shit. You already know it's Mo Sports TV. I'm here with the gang, Big Ed, yo. Big Meech, and Matt Chi. You already know what time it is. We got an action-packed episode today.
We got Meech victory laps.
We're going to have to give Meech his flowers. We're going to have to give Meech's flowers eventually this episode.
Not yet, though.
We're going to recap both games that happened in the NFL. We're going to talk some NBA, and we're going to keep it short and simple from there. But
what's happening?
First and foremost, what up, everybody? What up, everybody that's getting in the chat? Ooh, let me get everybody in real quick. Let me get everybody in before we get our special.
Not yet. Andy Biggie will make his Mo Sports TV appearance soon.
Yeah. Andy, I wasn't liking what you were saying when you were talking with Matt. So yeah,
there's a lot of beef. We're gonna get
into that too.
Now we're gonna get Andy on the show.
I wasn't liking that, Andy.
We're gonna get Andy on the show for sure.
Yeah, you gotta come up here and talk to me, dog.
But more importantly, to start off this episode, we got a very, very special guest. The Gatorade New Jersey Player of the Year this past football season. Quarterback from Toms River North. He went absolutely crazy this year. And I'm talking about crazy. And I'm talking about this is the best football team I've seen come out of Toms River ever. So,
they used to take that how they want, too.
Yeah. Anybody can take that as they want. And, yeah, his name is.
You look at me.
Let's give him a round.
Let's give him a round of applause. Micah Ford. He's got.
What's good, everyone? What's good? Yo, what's up?
I'm happy to have you on, brother. It's an honor and a privilege. And actually, you are our first high school guest. So congratulations on that, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, we got a bunch of questions for you. Let's start it off. So
let's talk about your season this year. Obviously, historic numbers you're putting up. How does it feel, you know, to be breaking these types of barriers for, you know, your hometown team?
It feels good, you know. It just shows that everything I worked for is starting to come true. And just next year, it's just time to break that barrier even like more. Like I just work harder to get like 4,000 yards, you know, like 2,000 passing. Next year going to be fun, though.
Oh, that's for sure. It's looking crazy. Scary.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You going to call back-to-back right now? What's up?
Nah, I ain't going to do all that. I don't do all that. Y'all just got to see.
Yeah. All right. I can rock with that. Yeah, So our first question is, Micah, what NFL player do you really – try and take your style from? Like, who do you mold your game around? Who do you watch film of that you really admire on the NFL level?
Y'all won't even believe it, but like, I don't watch NFL.
Like, wow.
Until the playoffs start to come on, that's when I really get interested. But okay. I watch college football. So like, I'd say like Lamar Jackson when he was like at Louisville.
Okay.
Like how like he was like, he started off like bad throwing the ball, everybody in the draft thought he wasn't gonna go because he couldn't throw the ball, but then he actually turned out good. He throwing the ball good, he running. So like really just him kinda, you know. And I always wanted to be a running back though. So I was looking at Saquon too when he was at Penn State.
Right. Dope.
Yeah.
I think looking at these different types of guys with this similar yet different play styles contributed to you being that versatile guy on the field too.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
So watching these guys, you know, with this type of dual threat kind of aspect to their game, has that helped your versatility on the field as well?
Yeah, because, like, I feel obviously what they're doing is working, so I just try to, like not, like, copy, but, like, take notes kind of.
Absolutely. Take little tips and tricks type of vibe. Yeah. What's happening, Chris? Thanks for coming in. Drop a sub if you're coming in from YouTube. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Micah. So I've been seeing – congrats, by the way. You got, what, 10 offers already?
Yeah, I got 10.
Okay, I'm going to name some of the colleges. West Virginia, Maryland, Temple, Syracuse, Wake Forest, Princeton, Yale. You got Ivy League offers, man. And you got a 4.1 GPA, man. And that is what's fucking up right there. That is what's up, bro. I love that.
A lot of student athletes don't even do that.
Yeah, so that question – that leads into this question, right? What helps you balance everything from the academics to the athletic part, like being a student athlete? How do you balance your social life, your athletic abilities, and your brains?
Well, like, first, like, some people, like, you're not finna do nothing you don't like. So I like school. Like, I personally like getting up and going to school, and like football, like, I love it. So like, it's just something like I have to do because it's the things I love, and I'm just going to keep doing the things I love.
I know that's right. You got to work in your passion, you know, yeah. And if your passion is school and your passion is football, that's just an amazing, amazing duo.
Looking at these colleges, what is your specific major that you'd be interested in if you were to attend one of these schools and play football?
I want to major in criminology, like criminal justice, be like a detective or something in that field.
Big criminal minds guy?
Yeah, I like not criminal minds. Criminal minds is trash. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
I mess with the Law and Order, like SVU.
Okay,
that's what I like.
How about NCIS? What about that?
Nah, that's LA? Like fake. The Law and Order, the Law and Order stuff, they based on the true story, like real scenarios. Like,
okay. I like that. I like that.
I went to school and did try to do criminal justice. I like First 48. That's what made me.
Yeah, and I'll be watching it. Case Files. I'm about to put y'all on. Watch if y'all like criminal justice. Go on Netflix and watch the Unsolved Cases. That's crazy.
Okay. Crazy.
That's fire. That's what's up
right there.
That's good game. So let me double back on the colleges. How are your visitations? Like, are they fun or like what's going on with that?
I went to Syracuse this weekend and Temple. Both was fire. Syracuse was fire. I took nice pictures there. I posted them on the Instagram.
Yep.
I don't know if y'all saw those. I posted those photos on Instagram. Temple was nice too. I got to talk to the head coach at both colleges. So yeah, it was a fun time. And I'm going back up to Syracuse March 4th to watch them play Wake Forest. That's gonna be cool in a basketball game. Never been to an NBA to a college basketball game. So
that's definitely fire. And what are they specifically recruiting you as? It says you're an athlete on all your scouting profiles. What are they specifically trying to target you as?
They were like running back, but they gonna put me where I could help the team because. I don't know. I could play multiple positions. Like on offense, I could play running back. I could play quarterback, receiver. I could play receiver. And on defense, I could play a linebacker. I could play like a little corner. So it's wherever I'm going to help the team out, to be honest.
That's what's up.
First of all, that's good.
How did your coaches, now, mind you, your coach, Penna, is a big reason as to why you're on this show now.
That's my Penna. Boy.
Shout
that's
out to
my guy. He air?
Nah, I think he might be in the chat. He should be in the chat, hopefully. But we played high school ball. Me and Meech played high school ball with Penna. So we
at North or South?
Both. I played with him at South, and then he played with him at North.
Yeah, I was at North.
They got that chip at North.
As he should.
That was probably the toughest I've ever seen.
He made the right move.
Yeah, for
you know what I'm saying? I'm not even hating on it. Even though we were ass when he left, but I ain't gonna hate on it.
Well, I see him. He in the chat. He in the chat.
What's up, Penna?
What's up, coach?
And he was somebody to model your game after Penna. That boy,
for sure.
You gotta watch some tape on him. He was
the reason I sling the rock. He the reason I sling the rock like I do.
Okay, that's what's up.
For sure.
Is that one of the most influential coaches that have helped you with your game?
Yeah. Right. And and a couple other coaches, but like most, he like the throwing wise, some of them, and the other ones is like mentally.
I still have the same coaches that you had. So Coach Oz and who else was still there? I think Coach Oz and wide receiver.
Coach Dell, you would probably had Coach Dell was there.
Yeah, he was the JV coaches.
Yeah.
But you know, I know Penna for sure when I was there helped me because I didn't think I could throw the ball either. And he got into my brain with that too. So he definitely molded me in high school for sure. And that was his first year coaching too.
So, yeah, he real inspirational for sure. Yeah,
for sure. I was trying to beat his passing record, which I was determined. I'm like, I'm going to beat it for sure. Like, don't worry about it.
All right, Micah. So this is a real question right here, because me and Meech, we had a little debate about this a couple of months ago before y'all won the chip. Now, he played for the undefeated North team with Zach Kane, Penna.
Yeah, I remember that.
They had a real good run, and now you guys just came up and did y'all thing, went undefeated, wiped the floor with everybody. What was the better team, dog?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Zach Kane, he was a beast.
He was.
He was a beast, but I feel like, I don't know. We coming out with the win. I'm not gonna lie. We coming out.
Honestly, I think so too, bro. We coming out with too, bro.
Because one, Coach Penna, he wasn't really speedy, and our defense was fast. Like, he could run. Coach Penna could run, but like, he wasn't really like.
Line was is 10 times bigger than.
Yeah. We get Jalen. We get Jalen up to Zach Kane. That'll be. I don't know. That's gonna be a good.
Great match. Sure.
Is Jalen the one that committed to Penn State?
Yeah. Shout out to my boy. He just committed facts. To Penn State.
Shout out to Jalen. Yes, sir.
It wasn't a small. I feel like you would give like, Mike Husney and the work for sure.
Now, we already had this discussion. We had this discussion all the time. the head coach never admitted, but he know in his guts that.
Nah, Penna told us. He said you guys would probably win. Real sure.
No. We wouldn't be able to stop them, but they wouldn't be able to stop us. So it'll just be like
a shootout.
It'll be a fun game. That'll be a fun game.
Absolutely.
We got a comment in here. Hello from New Zealand, and let's go Chiefs.
Mm. Wow. All right. That's the next question, Micah. Who do you got for the Super Bowl, bro?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna stay in Philly.
Yeah,
all right.
Because I like the Giants, even though they 3-0'd us, they did us dirty this season. But I'm gonna stay local, stay with Philly.
Okay, no doubt.
Another question coming in: what position do you want to play the most in college?
Running back. I was a running back throughout when I started playing running backs, sixth grade. Like they had me on the line when I first started. I was some little skinny. I wasn't skinny, but I wasn't big enough for the line. They had me at left guard with my hands in the ground. Third grade, and then I switched.
That's how they always start, motherfuckers, bro.
They did
violating in Pop Warner, bro.
I had the helmet with the bar down the middle.
You had the Rudy.
Yeah, they did me. Rude.
Would you play Pop Warner, bro? You play Pop Warner around here?
Yeah. I play Indians.
Oh, they did you dirty. Yeah. That's foul.
Yeah, they did me rude my first year, couple years.
That's foul.
They switched me running back sixth grade. I played it through ninth grade, and then Oscar switched to quarterback sophomore year.
Micah, I do have to let you know that someone in our chat is saying that you look like Anthony Edwards. Do you ever get that, or is this a first-time occurrence?
Nah, I got that. I got that before. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah,
I get Lamar Jackson like with my hair out. Like when I got my hair twisted or like this out, I get Lamar Jackson, and I get Anthony Edwards.
Mm. So, who do you think right now is your favorite athlete across the board? Football, basketball. I mean, shit, could be baseball too. You know, who's your favorite guy that you look up to?
Dang. I don't really have that kind of athlete like that I really. Look up to, to be honest.
How about in general? It doesn't have to be an athlete. You know, it could be anybody out there.
God.
Mm. Respect.
That's really it.
That's the real answer at the end of the day. You know, that's fire. Chat, do we have any other questions for Micah before we let him go? Or do you guys have any other questions before we let?
Y'all can ask me questions. I don't worry, I'll answer all your questions.
What is what's one school that you never get tired of beating? That you just can't stand. That you're just like, all right, like no matter what, I'm gonna run this up on you.
East.
East. So I get it. I hate them too.
I give it to East. They talk the most crap. Like out of everyone, like. They post me on their stories, like they'll make like memes out of me and all that. But every time they haven't beat us, I don't know, since they haven't beat me since I was at North. So
Now what about your toughest opponent that you've gone up against? What's the toughest defense you had to say?
I'm not gonna lie, I owe them Donovan boys.
Yeah.
Boys is tough. Yeah.
Them boys is
I
tough.
Owe them, yeah, I owe them a little spanking. They hurt me the last game we played them. He like it was like a cheap hit. I was running, I threw the ball already. He came in and just hit me, and like my legs was under me. I folded. I didn't play the rest of the game. So yeah, they got that though. They got the best of me in that game. They got it.
Would you say that was your hardest hit so far?
Nah, I met up. Like it wasn't like my hardest hit wasn't even one like that got me like hurt. It, like I just felt it. I ain't like react though. I ain't want to seem like no kid. But it was John Lister. I don't know if y'all remember him. That the linebacker at Rumson last year. He went to UPenn. I'm pretty sure he committed to UPenn. Nah, I met with him in the hole last year. Yeah, that hurt. Felt that down to my feet.
That's one of those hits. Yeah.
It was like just like a little, and then he like tackled me.
Fired up.
Now, what's your? We got a comment here from our guy Double R. What's your dream college?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't really have a dream college. It's just wherever is best for me.
And what about a dream college? Is there a college coach that you're like, I would really enjoy playing for that guy? You know, maybe a Saban type of guy or something like that.
I don't know. That's hard because I gotta meet him. Like you don't really know how they truly is till you engage with them. So gotcha. I gotta meet him, see how he is in person. I met Coach Dabo Sweeney, Clemson. I met him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was cool. He was definitely cool. I like how he ran everything at that camp. That was cool.
Dabo's a tough coach.
Yeah, he tall too. Like, you think he's short? He like a little taller than me. I'm not sure. He tall though.
Yeah, most football players don't go over like what, 6'3", you know?
Yeah. 6'3", the lineman be like 6'7", though, 6'8".
Yeah. Skill positions.
Yeah. But like the corners, like receivers, yeah, they don't really go over like 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
All right, another comment question. What state do you think has better basketball players, Jersey or Virginia?
Jersey.
Jersey. I don't know.
Rashawn asked that.
Jersey.
It's a long-standing beef in most sports, Jersey versus Virginia.
Come on, we got the two. We got two of the top players in the
Wagner.
We got Wagner, Harper. Dude. Harper, nice. He on the come up. I remember I watched him. I don't know if y'all know Darius Adams.
Manchester.
Yeah, I watched him play Dylan Harper. For him, I went to one of his games. I watched him play. I didn't even know if it was him though. Like I just figured out, like that whole family was connected. Like,
oh yeah,
the one at Rutgers, and then his
Harper,
dad.
Yeah, Harper at Rutgers was a dog.
Yeah, he was tough. He was tough. They beat that team last year.
They beat the number one team last year.
Purdue. Was it Purdue?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Purdue. Yeah, he had the game winning shot or something. Yeah, like
that was fire.
That was tough.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just figured out.
Your fastest 40 time that you've recorded thus far.
A 4.53. I ran that freshman year summer. I wouldn't say that was my best shape, but that was my peak. Like running wise, like because I ran track that year, so I knew all like the movements. Like I'm not even talking about just like speed. Like I'm talking about like technique,
aerodynamics.
Like all that. Like all that was right. And then last year I took a break off of it, and this year I'm back to it.
I was just about to say, get back in the track.
I made a mistake not running last year.
That helped me big time in my high school career was track. I went from like a 4.5, like a late 4.5 to like low 4.4s.
That's what I'm trying. Exactly. Yeah, I need to just if I go to camp running like a like low 4.5s, I think I'll be good.
I think so too.
I'll be good.
Now, another question. Who do you think was the best football player to come from Jersey? It's a tough one for us too to even think about.
No, Sean.
I'm not going to lie. Jersey?
No, Sean.
That Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
Pacheco is a little early.
No, do you remember No'Shawn Moreno?
I do remember No'Shawn Moreno, but he wasn't the best football player to come from New Jersey.
Saying he in the league. You see what he's doing as a rookie?
What?
He might be the best.
Do you know his numbers? His numbers are crazy.
And you talking about Pacheco? High school? Just straight up high school? Not past anything past high school? Or are you just talking about
Georgia and Wild Out?
I know what he did. But he didn't do nothing super crazy in the NFL.
Like, saying like longevity.
Yes, I'm talking about.
He was in the league. I mean, he did good.
But I feel like there's at least one player.
I give you Pacheco for sure.
Well, I'm talking about my time. Y'all a little older than me, so I'm talking about like my time. Like, yeah, Isaiah Pacheco.
Nah, I'm talking to Corey.
No, we're talking about this guy. He's bugging.
Well, I'm talking about whole NFL career. I'm talking about like their whole careers. I'm not talking about their high school career. Because yes, No'Shawn was probably one of the best players.
Ooh, Jabril Peppers.
Bill Peppers was crazy.
Wait, he from New Jersey?
Yeah, he's from Jersey.
He's from Orange.
No, he's not from Asbury.
He's from Orange.
He's from Orange. Yeah, the Orange area.
Yeah. Dang.
He played for Don Bosco, I'm pretty sure.
He played everywhere. He played all over the place.
He played at Don Bosco?
I'm pretty sure. St. Peter's or one of them.
Huh? Jonathan Taylor?
JT?
There's a lot of...
First of all, Aaron Donald came from RBC, too.
Did he really?
From the Colts? Yeah, he came from RBC. Facts.
For real?
Yes.
Red Bank Cat.
Quentin Nelson came from RBC, too.
I know Quentin Nelson came from RBC, yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of good players that came from just the shore. We're just talking the shore. We're not talking about all New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? So there's got to be some. I'm just got a brain fart right now.
That's tough. Damn.
That was a good question.
Absolutely.
All right. What's a goal that you have for yourself on the football field?
I want to be the best player in the country. Top player in the country by it's my senior year.
Yeah. I can see you getting that next year.
Yeah,
always been a dream of mine. So to see if I can accomplish that. Mm. I've been working hard. So
yeah, if you keep it up, I can see you getting major offers. Like you have great offers right now. They're amazing. But I can see you getting SEC types. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be
at the end of next year.
I'll be good for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Lift crazy in the like off season, like as much
get
as
your track need, on and sure. get your lifting just, on and get your technique.
That's what
on.
They really look for, yeah. I think, in college. They want to see like speed. Sure. That's what they're
explosive
because they're at a high paced game. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of speed.
Yeah, everything is so much faster in that level. Yeah,
absolutely,
gaps close like this. Like you gotta be able to get skinny.
Yeah.
You gotta be able. It's definitely a different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Malcolm Jenkins too. Damn.
Oh yeah, how can I forget about Malcolm Jenkins? Damn.
I'm cooked. All right. Anything else?
No. And any last questions for Micah?
Any questions? I'm gonna answer.
Let's see. Any more?
Corey Clement.
Don't sleep on Corey Clement's high school numbers. Where did he go?
I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. It's a little before my time. He did say Eagles or Chiefs. He answered with the Eagles, unfortunately.
Yeah. Wait, who y'all voting for?
I got the Chiefs, dog.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hurts nice.
He's nice.
I'm a Giants fan. Too.
I gotta tip my hat and give it to the Birds, man.
Right
now, they're dangerous. They're dangerous right now, man.
It's just time for Patty's second ring, bro. It's just time. It's just that time.
I don't know. His ankle little bummed up. That defensive line definitely getting to him too.
Oh yeah, they're gonna get after him.
I mean, they definitely gonna get to him. That's without a doubt.
Like Patty and his injury. What's the worst injury that you've had in your sports career that you've suffered on the field thus far? Anything like that type of high ankle sprain or something of those sorts?
Knock on wood. I freshman year, I dislocated this finger. Like I was running the ball. I went to run some kid over, and he like took out my legs. I flipped over and like my finger just like went into the ground. It was like pointing like the other way. Trainer came and popped it back in. And then my coach was screaming at me, get back on the field. Come on, what you doing? I'm like, I'm literally getting my finger popped that back in place.
Chill out.
Yeah. But now nah, I got them to TD the next play though. Mm. We actually ended up losing that game too.
Tough.
Losing that game.
Lost. All right, your favorite game this year. What was that?
Favorite game. I'm gonna have to say that get back with Kingsway. Okay. We lost to Kingsway. Yeah, we lost to Kingsway last year on a walk-off TD. Mm. Walk-off.
Tough. I know how that feels.
So, yeah, we whooped them. We put a beating on them, 47 to, like, 14. Mm.
So, would you say that was the worst, like, bad beat that you've had in your career thus far?
Like, on the other team? Like, us beating the other team?
No, like your worst loss.
Yeah, your worst loss in that sense where they walked off on you for something like that.
Yeah, that was probably like the worst feeling. Mm. Out of like all my losses.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah. But like you said, you guys came back the next year. Same.
Yeah,
same
we came back.
Eagles, right? You know. We're
yeah.
Back next season. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, we came back heavy for sure.
Speaking of Eagles, Hassan Reddick is from New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew that. He's nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He's disgusting.
I saw a Reddick comment. I just wasn't sure. There's so many Reddicks.
Joe Flacco, Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, we saw some Minka.
Obviously, Gesicki from Southern. Oh, yeah. We got Pickett as well. You can't forget about him. Logan Ryan and Njoku.
Njoku was crazy in high school.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Greg Olsen was crazy. Wow. Vinny Curry. Victor Cruz.
Yeah, Vinny Curry.
Pacheco, obviously.
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you got Chappelle, too.
Chappelle Russell, yeah, from Lakewood.
Yeah.
Tough.
Shout out to Jersey.
Ah!
All right, we're going to let go of Micah, man. Hey, bro, I appreciate you coming on, brother.
Like I said, you for sure.
Yeah.
You. Thanks for having me.
Whenever we're going to bring you back, whenever you decide what college you want to go to. Obviously, you tell the people who you want to go to, and then you come talk to us. All right.
I'll set up. You want me? You don't want me to set up the camera with you on it while I'm doing it?
Yeah, we can do that for sure. For sure.
Yeah, we can set that up for sure.
Yeah, we can make that happen. We'll stream it live and everything, bro. For you.
Definitely set that up because
we got a nice platform of Jersey. Everybody in the Jersey Shore. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the platform will be good if I on here.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm not gonna lie, I mess with your Instagram too. Your videos you be posting, it be having me laughing in school.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
I be laughing crazy in school.
Thank you, bro. You gotta put all your homies on, bro. Put all your athletes on. We're willing to bring on anybody onto the pod, anybody that's doing something, anybody that's got offers, you know what I'm saying? And even when you make it to college, hey, put them on to us too, bro.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna hook you up with some gear too, Micah.
All right, no more. Maybe I could get in. I could get over there and in person. Something in person too. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely, you can come.
Come in person.
We're right in Manchester, bro. So you can come right on through, bro. Anytime, brother.
Alright, say no more.
You want to plug your socials before you go?
Yeah, what's your social medias, bro?
Oh yeah, everybody. On Instagram, everybody follow me at Michael Ford with 3 D's. And on Snap, I'm not gonna say my Snapchat.
That's for the cut.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say my Snapchat. But Twitter is Michael Ford 17. Y'all can follow me on there. It's interesting. My page is interesting.
Okay. You
know? No doubt, man. Oh, hey, I appreciate you coming through again, bro. It was a real interview. You're very smart, intellect young kid, man.
Yep.
And you have a bright future, bro. And I can't wait to see your career progress.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're gonna be watching you, and we're gonna be watching some games.
Y'all come out to a game too.
Always fun. Absolutely.
Always fun, of course.
All right, Mike, you be good, bro. I appreciate you.
I'll see y'all. Thank y'all for having me. Yeah,
yes, sir. I like Micah, man. He's a good kid.
Yeah,
I like Micah, man.
Straight, man.
He's got his head on straight. He's very articulate. He's 4.1 intelligent.
4.1
GPA.
Not a lot of people understand that. With that talent and smarts and to go straight.
Yeah. You try to preach that, though, and some people don't
don't grasp that.
They don't get
yo.
It. He gets it as a student
athlete. Student athlete. You're a student first, man.
When we found that out, Corey told us he had a 4.0. I was like, holy shit, like that's good. Like,
yeah, man.
That's and his head, unbelievable.
And his head is on straight.
That's like, just as impressive as the stats on the field.
Because sometimes GPAs be false, be bullshit, and they're helping the athlete out this time and third. You could tell that he's that smart. Yeah. You could tell that he is academically there.
But he said he don't watch football.
That was kind of crazy.
That's how I knew. Like, that's how I knew he's smart. Come on,
bro. Yeah. He said, I don't even watch football to the playoffs, bro. That tell you, he don't watch TV at all.
Yeah, that's tough. Right,
but he telling you all the Law and Order shows.
Hey, listen. He know what he want to do in life, whether it's football or not. He's ready he's for it. Whatever.
That's tough.
And he's I like that about that kid, man.
I like him a lot. I'm happy to get him on. Absolutely. That was our first high school athlete. Yeah. We have plenty more of high school athletes.
Hell yeah.
But I'm happy that it was him, the best in New Jersey at right now as our first one.
Absolutely.
And
we're going to be looking back on that interview.
Yeah.
You know, years from now.
Yes, for sure. Exactly.
That's a milestone for us right there.
Yes. I think he'll make it all the way, and we'll have some clips in the tuck ready to show him when he's older. Like, remember this young boy?
Remember when you almost gave out snap?
That was great.
That was a good interview, man. All right, let's get into the NFL recap.
Leave Eddie alone.
Something hilarious about it. We're sitting here talking to Micah. Ricky comes in, all he says, Eagles. That's it.
Oh. All right, so let's just give Meech his flowers now. Congrats, brother. Your team is going to the fucking Super Bowl.
Can I say, cut the Mickey Mouse BS shit. Don't do that LeBron shit to us. All right? Because one thing I'm going to say is we don't control the schedule. You control who's in front of you, Seth. We would have lost all these teams with these good people. I highly doubt y'all can say anything.
Can you admit you had an easy schedule for the whole year?
Statistically, the first easiest.
Okay, we had an easy schedule. We did.
And can you?
We did say that.
We did too. 49ers did too.
Oh, Giants had a good easy schedule too.
Giants did.
We had an easy schedule.
We all did. Whole table had easy schedule.
I mean, let's be realistic. Sometimes in sports, like the stars all align, and this is a season for the Eagles where the stars all align. You have an easy schedule.
Credit.
You were going into this year putting all the pieces around Jalen Hurts to have a season like this.
Exactly.
And having an easy schedule just kind of propels you even more. So, with that being said, it's absolutely a Mickey Mouse fucking run. You beat the rebuilding Giants
in the first
round. I highly
doubt you'd be saying that.
And Josh Johnson, man. Josh Johnson. And let's talk about it.
Look, I'm not going to call it.
Brock Purdy, how's that our fault?
Hey, man, I'm happy with our 49ers season.
How's that our fault?
I'm not going to call it a Mickey Mouse run just because y'all did beat the Giants fully healthy. I don't care if we were rebuilding. I don't give a fuck. We made it to the second round of the playoffs. Yeah, like,
I'm not giving
we're fully healthy. We have no excuses. We weren't a Mickey Mouse team. Like, I don't care what anybody got to say. But Josh Johnson, on the other hand, that game was whack as hell. I'm pretty upset about how the game went.
Me too.
Just because if everybody was healthy, Purdy was healthy. Healthy, it would have been a great game.
Yes, I was ready for it.
I think we still would have lost, but it would have been
bad. Right. I still think the Eagles would have slightly pulled it out like my prediction was.
First off, that really didn't impress me because we didn't look like we how we should against a fourth string quarterback.
What's that say, Matt? I see my name on there. Somebody's dick sucking. Okay.
Leave Ed alone. Come on, man. Who else team would have been there? Third, fourth string.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But we
should have did to y'all. We should have. It shouldn't have looked, you know, like we were struggling.
I think that Shady McCoy quote was perfect. The defense
Shady broke it down. Yeah,
but the offense just was concerning. And
but you know what it is?
But I think it was just the defense.
Nah, you know what it is, bro? Like, we're sticking to what's working. And that's running the ball. We're not trying to force no passes and shit. The run is working, so why go away from it when nobody's stopping it?
Yeah.
You got four touchdowns and four TDs, and they're all rushing in the last two games, four apiece.
Right.
So why continue to try to throw the ball when the run is working? We throw it when we need to.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Why not? Why? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Sucks, bro. It just sucks being a 49ers fan because this is like the fourth year in a row we were almost there. We Just couldn't get it
done. Can't get it done.
Sucks.
So where do you turn? To Derek Carr? To Aaron Rodgers? To Tom Brady? Like,
what are you talking about? You talking about for a quarterback?
Yeah.
Then you just stick with Brock and Trey Lance. Like, we traded our picks for Trey Lance, which sucks. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, Brock Purdy looks like he's the dude right now.
With Tommy John, like, coming off of TJ, that's so tough. I don't know.
I mean, Brock Purdy got to get surgery, so.
6 months, yeah.
He'll be fine for.
Yeah, he'll be fine for next season. But it's just like.
For training camp. He'll be back. But Mont just said, how the fuck were the Eagles struggling when they put up 31 points against the 49ers? I'll tell you why.
What?
I'm going to tell you why. Let me talk. I'm going to tell you why. I watched the whole game. I watched the whole game. All right. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you why the 31 points isn't as crazy as it sounds, is because, one, the defense was on the field the whole fucking game. The 49ers defense was on the field the whole game. Josh Johnson went three and out. There's probably maybe three drives. Johnson didn't go three and out, right? So the time of possession, I don't even know what the time of possession stats were, but it had to have been crazy lopsided from Eagles to Niners.
Now,
the whole first half, the Niners held the Eagles to 7 points, correct? It was a tie game. I'm pretty sure or down seven.
We're down seven.
Yeah. Down seven. Okay, so y'all put up 14 points in the first half.
We got the ball back. That's why I didn't really care. We were down seven.
Yeah. Three and out, and then boom. Like, I mean, eventually your defense gets tired. Yeah. There was turnovers.
It shouldn't have been that close of a game for as long
listen,
as it
was. The thing is, after Brock Purdy, I'm gonna tell Mont now. Okay. The thing is, after Brock Purdy got hurt, we as an offense looked so average. We looked so average. Missing first off, Jalen tried to throw the ball at AJ, overthrew him. He should have that should have easily been a walk. We should have been blowing them out offensively, passing and rushing. But what we did was control the clock and run and just continue to keep punching the ball down.
15 extra minutes of possession.
Yes, but we looked
a whole quarter.
You're going to say we did not look average, you're bugging, because all we did was run the ball.
I'd say underwhelming. Because it was still
all we did was run the ball and convert on third down. That's exactly what we did. And like I said, somebody stops the run, which we've been doing these last two games, it's going to look like that. It's going to look that way. And and for Pat Mahomes to be hurt, that's going to just be another ticket for you guys to say it's been a Mickey Mouse fucking run. So,
I'm not giving the Pat ankle excuse, though.
That motherfucker had 365 yards. I'm not giving him no slack. I'm not giving him no slack.
I don't care.
Anybody saying, Pat Mahomes' ankle is hurt. Fuck you.
With a week rest on top of that.
Fuck you. 2 weeks
rest. I just want to put it out there now. I'm going to give a warning for those that see it. I'm going to end up trolling in the Facebook group. If you're getting the warning now, if you see, I'm gonna bring up that point to get some comments.
That ass
to beat some comments.
That ass, you're corny as hell. Anybody having 365 yards on a fucked up ankle, I am not giving you no slack. You ain't getting no slack. You ain't getting no slack. And
if you fall for it, this one's
you're corny
on you.
As hell.
Well, this the Eagles fans fall for it.
They fall for it every time.
Just like
it's
Yankees fans fall for it every time.
Bro, no, so they don't fall they don't for get, it. No, they fell for it. No, they fell for
they
it, bro.
They want to argue. That's it. They're going to argue about anything.
No,
it don't matter.
They don't want to argue.
No, it does not matter. You could post right now. Fucking
so you gotta match.
You can get the Eagles props and they'll argue with you.
Just like Ed did, Brock Purdy is better than Jalen. I laughed at it because I know he's trolling.
But they don't even argue with you. They just come in like, you don't fucking know shit about sports. Like, you should just jump up, dude, kill yourself.
They just
man.
Flock
That's
right
ridiculous.
To the comment and just
bro,
go crazy on it.
Bro, Eagles fans are reckless, bro.
You gotta fight ignorance with Eagles fans.
Like, yo, Joe.
You gotta fight fire with fire sometimes.
Fuck you, Joe. You ain't even answer the phone, and you talking about facts and all of this shit. I hit you up, and you talking about facts. Text my phone, nigga. You over here talking about some that's coming next.
What do y'all think the Niners do for the quarterback position?
Keep Rock. See what happens.
I say keep Rock.
I like him, bro. For real. That's a good
fit. Don't get no old washed up ass quarterback and think y'all gonna fucking make some. I think honestly, Aaron Rodgers would be fire on your team. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie. I think he would go crazy.
I mean, you know, if y'all gonna go after somebody, do that. But I think y'all go where y'all at. Cause if somebody gonna step in how they did and go 11 straight.
It's like, I don't know. Like, you can't.
And he facilitates that shit, bro.
I can't say a quarterback is good on the Niners yet. Because it's like, Kyle Shanahan is a crazy coach. Like, I keep trying to tell people this. Like, that system is built for a quarterback just to come in. And people don't understand, when Josh Johnson came in, he didn't practice with the first or the second string.
He was so nervous.
His hands were shaking.
Bro, I said when Brock Purdy got hurt and what's his name, and he came, I said, I guarantee you he ain't take one snap during this whole time.
No. During not one rep time. During not practice. One rep.
I mean, Josh
was ready for Brock Purdy.
Josh Johnson got, he's kind of the Alex Moran, you know, like Blue Mountain State. He's just a quarterback that the backup quarterback is just there to, you know, hang out and catch a check.
Ed ain't even know who the hell he was. He like, who
no, is? The thing is, I knew who he was. I wanted to know if everybody else knew who he was because he's a fifth round draft pick.
2016 Giants legend. Man. Eli's third string back in 2016.
Bro, when he plays for us, he was a third string quarterback.
He always is. That's the thing. He's never.
So who is Josh Johnson?
He's literally just getting a bag. He's a hustler. He's getting a bag and sitting the bench. And all you have to do is better
third stringers.
He says, so wait, no one's going to talk about Dak getting robbed for MVP.
He's, well, yeah, Johnson.
Is that Joe Pina?
Yeah, it's, yes, yeah,
it's,
he's trolling. John Pina.
What I really think the Niners need to worry about is not the quarterback position. They need to worry about re-signing their players like Brandon Ayuk, who is a free agent.
Oh, they're all good.
Who the Giants could potentially steal from y'all.
You see that, Ed? He liked a picture of him in a Giants jersey, Brandon Ayuk.
That's a fact.
If y'all get him, y'all get him.
But we'll I just wanted your thoughts on losing.
Oh, no, I'll be like, damn, fuck.
He's always replaced. I mean, it was really good, but he could be replaced.
But y'all know I'm not, like, fucking emotionally attached to these niggas.
Not
like,
to Ayuk, especially.
I mean, Debo.
Yeah, if y'all took Debo, I'd be like,
Jimmy Ward is a very intriguing corner free agent that y'all cannot lose.
Yeah, we're gonna pay him.
Y'all can't lose Jimmy Ward.
We're gonna pay
Garoppolo. Obviously, y'all got to figure out what you're gonna do with him.
That nigga was smiling during the game. Yeah, weirdo.
Double R says to rent Brady for a year and develop Purdy behind him, and then trade Lance while the stock is still high.
Mike McGlinchey, still. Oof, that's Bengals y'all got to re-sign him. Emmanuel Mosley, you need to re-sign. Even Robbie Gould.
I think he's retired. Robbie Gould might be retired. So he made a whole long.
Jimmy G, trade Jimmy G to the Jets.
Not getting traded. He's a free.
That's what I said. They only signed for 1 year.
I thought he's 1 year.
1 year. That's it.
Or it was just this year.
Yeah, it was just this year.
It's over.
Yeah, he's walking. Oh, it's over.
He's walking. He got his papers.
And Aaron Rodgers is going to the Jets. I don't know why everybody.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. Probably will. You think so?
They just hired Nathaniel Hackett, who was his offensive coordinator. For his two MVP seasons.
Who just went to the Broncos?
Sean Payton.
Yep. Chargers fucked.
Wait a minute. Did you hear?
So let's
about
talk
the
about
deal
that real
the,
quick
with
too.
The Broncos. So they were originally gonna hire D'Amico Ryans. And then he was in discussion with Houston anyways, and they weren't sure. They were like, oh, you know, we don't want to give you as much as Houston's giving you. And then once he decided on Houston, they were like, oh, I guess we'll settle for Sean Payton. And
that's so crazy. That route. All our defensive coordinators just eat off our defensive players and just go get the bag after.
Salah.
I'm just annoyed. Like,
that's the move.
Just come to the 49ers. We've got a great defense. And just like,
that's how it goes.
Get your bread.
That's foul.
So the Broncos getting Sean Payton, they gave up a first round pick and a second round next year. That's fucking crazy. That's a lot.
They gave up San Francisco's first round pick.
Okay, still a first.
That was Dev was comfortable with it though.
So they just don't have any picks for what the next 3 years. Top three picks, pretty much. They blew a bag on Russell Wilson to get him. Well, they gave up a lot
You mortgaged your whole future to get Russ. He was ass. You paid him a shit ton of money, and then you traded your picks to fix him. And now you're hoping that he gets fixed.
They're so deep in the hole right now with Russell that they have now. Now they put the dirt over themselves.
Yeah,
with giving up more picks for Sean Payton, and they're gonna give him a crazy bag. Even though it doesn't go against the salary cap, they're going to give him hella bread in a contract too. So
I'm confused with the whole Sean Payton thing because
he left and he was still on contract. He retired and still was on contract with New Orleans.
That's why I was confused.
He's still on contract.
If you want to go be with another team, then that team has to give up
some picks. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I didn't understand that because I was like,
give up picks for a coach.
They gave up two very high picks for a coach, a first and a second. That's crazy.
Who did?
The Broncos. The Broncos, yeah. They gave up a first and next year's second. This year's first and next year's second. That's crazy.
So their first round pick from us is going to be like.
No, that's the pick they traded.
Yeah, anymore. So it's going
to be mid late first.
Yeah,
it's not
late first. A late first and in an early second.
Oh well, that's them.
Yeah, they're. Not
they smart. Are. They better hope. They better hope. That is the great white hope for Denver is yeah. Sean Payton because boy, if that shit don't work out, they are hurting for like the next 5-6 years, bro. Sure.
Chargers are probably sad as hell.
Yeah,
Chargers fans.
Yeah, I mean, they're Staley. Fun.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, they're only going to go as far as Staley takes them now. You know,
narrative will be pushed on Herbert now. It's over.
Hey, it is what it is. Chargers.
I guess we'll see. All right, let's talk about this other game. I mean, Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't even know which horn you want to hit. I saw
I'm gonna hit the clap it up for the baby goat for a legendary trademark performance.
Flu game.
This is I wouldn't say it's equivalent to Jordan's flu game. That's not what it was.
It was not at all.
But it was still a trademark performance by a future goat in Patrick Mahomes. They will be talking about that game late in his career. Like, yeah, remember when he did this?
Yeah.
Remember when he had half an ankle and he still beat the defending AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals, in which Joe Burrow was being said to be better than him, and they still couldn't beat him with a fucking broken ankle. So
still,
I don't know.
Still 3-1.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm saying.
Yeah, Mahomes. I'm just gonna leave it like that. Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, and he's on his own tier. Then you could put Burrow and Josh Allen in the next tier, and Jalen Hurts in the next year.
Joe Burrow's.
Yeah, I don't think. I think.
Yes, he is.
There you go.
Yes, I think it's Patty, then Joe and Jalen, and then Josh.
No.
You can't do it. All right. With the Hurts thing, he got to give another year for me. I'm sorry. This
I'm
one not year shit.
Okay.
No,
I could say maybe then Patty, Joe,
because I'm not
going to
give him
Josh,
top three.
Jalen.
I'm not giving Jalen top three.
I'm
he's
just
top
so
five.
Lost.
I'm giving him top
he's
four.
He's top
I'm giving
four.
Him, I'm giving him
he's
top four. But he's still on the same tier as Burrow and Allen, in my opinion.
Burrow's better.
That's fine. I that's cool to put Patty in his own because
Burrow
really is.
Hurts has done the same thing as Burrow has done in his career. As far as I'm concerned, now he's made to the Super Bowl. Burrow's made to the Super Bowl.
And
what are we really saying with them two?
Joe Burrow's second year. What's this? Jalen his third year.
So you got a
third year, right?
Absolutely. So second year really playing though. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Burrow. It's
and
what,
that was
years,
his second year
right?
really playing.
Y'all don't put like shit in like.
Context, like
what do you
Joe mean? Burrow doesn't have a line,
any line, and like we got Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce blocking for Jalen Hurts.
Now he doesn't have a line. He didn't have a line when he
never
when
had
he,
a line.
He's never had a
he's
line.
He's never had a
the
line.
The whole narrative was that they
he's
took Jamar
the
Chase first, instead of building him a line.
Yeah, yeah. And then what happened that next year?
Still never had
the
a
line. Was fucking
they were
pristine last year, and then they tried to refix. No.
All hurt.
Everyone
why,
was hurt,
bro.
This year.
Why? Let me talk. Look, Joe Burrow had a shitty line his first year. He got hurt, right? Then they drafted Jamar Chase, and everybody's complaining, oh, they should have got Penei Sewell, this, that, and the third, right? And then they all got hurt, and they played pristine that next year, correct? They played fucking pristine that next year, and they made it to the Super Bowl.
Was the line not hurt still, though? They still had two starters
out. And then they tried to do...
They still had two starters out, though.
They tried to do the most this offseason... And they got some replacement linemen, and they played pretty kind of ass in the beginning, and then they turned it around. Since when has Joe Burrow's line been ass this year, though? Or last year?
They've been hurt all year.
They haven't been ass, though.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't. Not the last 2 years. No, they haven't. He made it to the fucking Super Bowl in the AFC Championship back-to-back fucking years.
The year before, he was running. He was like the most sacked quarterback. What are you talking
about? Not last year. 2 years ago when he got injured.
His first season.
First season, his line was dog shit. And then after that, it's been good.
I mean, the Eagles have the number one ranked offense.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do.
Yeah.
They have the best line in football.
Cool. The people that's out there don't even know their lineman. They just know Jason Kelce. Oh, yeah, you guys got Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson. You don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, we have a great Bengals O-line now, and these I see two guys on the starting line that have grade 50s of PFF ranking.
You go off of PFF rankings to judge your players? You need to find another website, Bucko, because that website is dog shit, bro. Don't ever come to me with PFF rankings ever again, because I don't want to hear that shit.
What's up, Amin saying?
Amin said last year Burrow was sacked more than anyone in history. By the time we got to the championship game, we were down three starters. Exactly. Our line got a bit better this season, but they got hurt as it went along.
That was his first season.
No, he got hurt his first season.
He did. He was tossing seed, and then he got hurt.
He got waxed. He was because he was getting sacked too much. Yeah.
So, like I said.
Nah.
They so, played. Like I said, he doesn't have a fucking line.
I can't tell. They play damn good.
I think he got sacked like three, four times yesterday or Sunday. No, to the Chiefs offense.
I just beat Corey's logic, and now it's okay.
I mean, when you lose your logic, what do you say?
I don't say anything.
You say okay. That's your favorite fucking thing you say in arguments. Is okay, is it not? It's okay, right?
I say okay because I stand on what I said.
Oh, shut up, bro! And I stand on what I say. Hmm.
He got sacked five times against Kansas City. That was nasty. And I was thinking the whole time, like, even if whichever team made it to the Super Bowl against the Eagles, like, their offensive line is about to get torn up by this Eagles front four. I mean, the fact that they put Hassan Reddick against George Kittle in some sets, bro, that was disgusting.
Bugging.
It's going to be tough.
He swim move and got right through. I mean, I want to know is Patty? I know he's not going to be 100.
I'm going to say the closest he'll be is 75.
He was still limping on that leg. He was trying to hand it off.
Any pressure, still. Any type of pivots off of that, you know, left leg was instantly
his passes were behind. They weren't accurate.
And now let me ask you: if he's running for his life. That's from not, Hassan Reddick, and
that shit not gonna
guys,
work,
like,
bro.
You know,
we got a
Josh
great
Sweat.
Secondary
like,
on top
not,
of that. Like, it's.
I'm scared for him because Orlando Brown is not stopping these guys from getting through.
I don't what you call it. I don't really care who wins. I just want a good game. I don't want Patty to get hurt.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want him to get hurt, and then now they backup come in, and it's another backup for the Eagles. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
we heard Juju. You know, you heard Juju Smith-Schuster. Anybody could go in that offense and be a good quarterback, according to Juju.
Amen. All right, we'll definitely Anything see that wrong. Anything we'll definitely see that wrong. Bro.
Did you see my ticket, Meech? My bet that I put in on DK. I got Hassan Reddick as a Super Bowl MVP for plus 4,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
You
put 25 on that or something like that.
But the thing is, like, there's a scenario in my head where I can see him getting it in a similar state as Von Miller. But if Hurts has the same game,
what I'm
going to
say
guys,
is he got to have that type of game this game. If we're gonna unleash Jalen, he's gonna have to have that passing game and that running game, and then I think
he's going
to
get it.
But Hurts
he
has
MVP.
The game that he had against the Niners. Hassan Reddick gets that MVP from that game.
Well, I'm saying the NFL is going to give Hurts the MVP.
We'll see.
Because they didn't give him.
But if we get a Von Miller strip sack, you know, in that same sense, I don't know. That's the angle
he was
going
a contender
off. Of.
I don't see him
plus
deserving
plus 4,000.
So. If you played them last couple of games without getting hurt, then I'll see why. I'll keep you in contention. But you got hurt, so I'll just give it to Patty at this point.
I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl? I mean, they're not going to give it to him because he didn't get MVP in the regular season.
They usually give it to a quarterback no matter what. Yeah. Hassan Reddick has three sacks, a strip sack, fumble return, touchdown, pick six.
Yeah, but right. If Jalen Hurts has the game that he just had, which was 112 yards and no passing touchdowns.
But we know that's not going to happen against a much weaker Chiefs defense. It's going to be a high scoring game.
It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game. The Eagles fans don't think shit is sweet. Like the Bengals fans, and that I'm going to tell you this right now about the Bengals. Yes, Frank Clark got to Burrow a couple times. But the real problem with the Bengals this past week was their mental. It wasn't nothing to do with their physical. It had everything to do with their mental. Yeah. All they were doing was talking shit the whole fucking week, talking about Burrowhead, Eli Apple tweeting left and right, just talking mad shit for no fucking reason. It started with Joe Burrow. Oh, we better go get them refunds. And then Eli Apple talking mad shit on Twitter. And then everybody collectively talking shit. The mayor talking shit, talking about some Burrowhead. They thought shit was so sweet because Pat Mahomes had a hurt ankle that they thought this shit was going to be a fucking breeze. And guess what? It was not. Shit ain't ever sweet in the AFC Championship, especially with the baby goat. And that's where the Bengals fucked up. Mental mistakes, because at the end of the game, they pushed and got pushed Patty out of bounds, fucking 5 yards out of bounds.
He don't like the mental goat. I mean, he don't like the baby goat.
I mean, shut the fuck up.
Patty Mahomes fan, but you're glazing right now.
Bro, they were talking mad shit, bro.
Why wouldn't they talk mad shit?
They weren't worried about the game. They weren't worried about the game at hand. You worried about what they did in the past. You're not worried about the game at hand. And the mental mistakes fucked them over. The mental mistakes fucked them over. They weren't mentally ready for the game. And that's where they fucked up.
And I don't know who was arguing at the end of the game. Whoever was arguing with that dude that pushed him out of bounds.
Oh, that was
that's Pratt, foul. That's Pratt, right? That's, that was upset. You're not a good teammate at all. I don't know, bro.
I'm pissed off as well.
I would be too, but
it's I'm not doing that in front of everybody.
Yeah,
but not in front of the cameras.
Well, I mean, he was walking into the locker room. Yeah, so I don't know.
Wait until we get in the locker room.
I wouldn't have said shit to him. Honestly, I just he was crying on the sidelines. Like, he knows what he did wrong. He felt
he was
bad.
The best
like,
defensive player the whole day.
Yeah,
he acted like he wasn't like
he was going crazy. Regardless,
he had a great game.
That last 2 minutes, or not actually that last 4 minutes, he was going crazy on Patty. Sacks crazy. He was pressure. He hit him. He hit his hand for the incompletion and shit. Like you can't do that to him, man. He just made a mistake. And it always happens. It happens, bro. But you don't do that to a teammate, man. You don't do that, man.
I would have just let him, just let him cry it out. I would have felt bad for him. Like, you're a dumbass, but I'm not gonna cuss you out and make you feel even worse than you already feel. You know, you just ruined yourself a chance at the Super Bowl or a chance at the title. You know, being a dickhead. You know, so everybody learns.
All right. We may as well, before we segue anywhere else, let's dish out this week's most valuable players.
Most valuable player.
All right. We'll give it up to Meech since his team is the only one still left. Meech, who is your MVP from this week? And why?
It would have been between probably Hassan Reddick or Jason Kelce. For sure.
Okay.
Jason Kelce.
I mean, you got to give, even though he was wilding with that celebration, you got to give Jason his, if he get his hands right, he hit it a little better. But you got to give it to him because nobody really gives the linemen their credit. You know what I mean? And he's been blocking his ass off the entire season, hurt and all that. Lane Johnson, too. I would give him. I'll probably put Lane Johnson over Jason Kelce, honestly, too. But, I'll give it to probably one of them three, real sure. But if I could now, I'd probably give it to Lane Johnson because he, for somebody to have a groin, something torn,
and he still did his thing.
Still doing his thing, man. Against top tier,
against Bosa.
Yeah,
you know. So,
definitely probably give it to Lane or Miles Sanders.
Dope.
Okay, and I can't see Andy Reid or Eric behind me, allowing Hassan to wreck the offensive line after watching him in the NFC Championship game. They will more than likely slide the protection his way and chip him all game, which will open things up for Hargraves and Sweat on the opposite side.
Which is still a problem.
What's the difference? What is the difference? Yeah. That whole entire D-line is nasty.
And then when they get tired, you got fucking 350-pound Ndamukong Suh coming in for two or three snaps at a time.
Like, the list goes on. And then you got a drop-in. You got C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Avante Maddox dropping in the box. Go ahead, pick your poison if you want to do that.
Kobe Dean, you got all types of.
Okay, we got speed for down everybody. There,
I can't wait till y'all fucking re-sign Jalen Hurts. God damn, y'all stacked, bro. Y'all need to re-sign that man to 50 years so y'all can get rid of some of these fucking players, bro. Because it's ridiculous.
I mean, we got mad.
The problem is,
y'all got cap space.
Roseman's the best in the game. You know, the guy rebuilt in a year and a half. So he's going to end up finding some way to get Jalen Hurts for like $5 million a year, and the rest is like signing bonus. You know, ridiculous. Some bullshit like that.
All right. So who's the next one?
Miles Sanders.
Your most valuable player?
Yeah.
Miles Sanders, why?
Well, when he scored his first touchdown, it was like a big momentum change. And then after that, it was just all downhill.
He definitely shift momentum. He didn't do really much more than shift momentum.
That's big.
He only had 42 rushing yards, but two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns.
And those two touchdowns were huge touchdowns.
Yeah, so that's my most valuable, really.
Okay. I'm taking Reddick simply because, I mean, I feel like him hurting Purdy was kind of the game. After that, you know, what more can you do? I mean, Josh Johnson came in and you saw from an offensive standpoint, you know, they were like, we kind of give up. You know, everybody, the morale around the whole 49ers offense
killed everything. The bench,
I mean, that was it.
I
don't even think anybody on the offense really wanted to. The playbook's so limited after that. Like,
yeah, you know, like what else?
You're doing Pop Warner plays at that point.
They was doing screens and like
Christian losses. McCaffrey was running, I mean, quarterback at one point. It was ridiculous.
Tough. You only have so much.
And that wasn't even his only sack. He had another sack after that. So, I mean, he played a pivotal part in that.
He had two sacks, and it's like his game is something that's like off the stat sheet type of thing with the amount of pressures that he's applying to the quarterback. Like, that won't – sometimes it won't equate to sacks. But, I mean, man, he's applying pressure. And I just got to say, the Arizona Cardinals are so stupid for letting him walk. Like,
yo
– he's just sense, you saw his tweet, bro. But you know, you get JJ Watt and you keep him on a deal.
You see like his tweet? He said he was first round after the Eagles, and then Arizona picked him up. Then Arizona let him go. Then we picked him up. Now we're playing back in Arizona.
There's a narrative. My Super Bowl MVP pick is cash, and that's what I'm running with there.
The storyline, the storyline.
He's like, it's crazy.
Let's do it. Let's get a Mickey Mouse MVP, Hassan.
Right before, about to get one before Danny. So now,
hey, if it's cash in my bet, I'm good. Hey, you know, I'm good with it.
You got all Eagles tickets, so stop talking shit. You got all Eagles tickets, and you need us to win. So you keep saying it's Mickey Mouse shit, but you need us to win. Stop. And you've been going with us since we played y'all.
Because I'm an unbiased representative.
Exactly.
Over here.
You don't go with your team. So we know that. So
you wanted me to pick the Giants so then you could clown me the next week?
No, I want you to go with your team and be like, at least we'll win something. You were like,
so
no, we're
you
gonna
can
look,
come back
we're
and
gonna
be
get
like,
our ass
what
hit.
Happened, Giants? No, what like, happened?
I did that regardless.
I have to be that guy. No
Corey, yes. Corey, let Corey be that guy.
I'm always that guy. So. I
did. Let Corey be that guy. And he did, like an idiot.
Nah, because y'all wasn't about to punk me. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. But my most valuable player, obviously, like I said, his trademark performance, Patrick Mahomes, went 29 for 43, 326 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, game-winning drive.
That's crazy.
Against, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say the Bengals have the best defense in the world, but I would say that they have a pretty good fucking defense. And he did it all on a bum ankle. And anybody that could throw for over 300 yards with a high ankle sprain against the Cincinnati Bengals in freezing cold weather in the AFC Championship game, that deserves a most valuable player. You know what I mean? This nigga Ed Glazing, bro. Holy shit, bro. He's going to make the fucking sign fall. No, bro, what, Ed?
You just talk about Pat Mahomes is just crazy. Like, yo.
I can't even try and speak seriously on a player and, like, try and break it down seriously without this piece of shit next to me.
Trying to say I'm sucking dick or something, bro.
Yo. This is fucking crazy.
You just don't do this with Danny Dimes so much.
Why would I do this with Danny Dimes for?
Yeah,
for what?
All right.
The best quarterback in the fucking league.
One thing that I do want to note, and that's going to be very interesting to see, is how, I mean, we've been saying it, is how the Chiefs' offensive line holds up, just because the Bengals, in terms of applying pressure to the quarterback, were 23rd in the league. You know, and how many sets they run in formations that kind of prioritize getting to the QB. The Eagles are number one. That's their big defensive focus. And aside from, you know, a stacked secondary, when that's the main focus is getting to Patty Mahomes, you know, he's not going to be able to run around how he's used to. So I don't know. That line is going to have to hold up.
I mean, I guess Patty, like, he does his trademark is, you know,
his throwing on the run, his throw scramble.
But he could sit in the pocket and throw how he pleases too, as well.
But will he have the time?
He's not gonna we'll see. We'll see. That's that is the question.
I think I will see a lot of shotgun.
For sure.
What?
You're going to have to see him in shotgun.
You're going to see shotgun unless he's able, like, you see when he's trying to hand the ball off that he's limping to hand the ball off to him. Yeah. So you're definitely going to see a lot.
We're going to have to see Pacheco go crazy. As yeah. well to make to open it up for Patrick.
Just gonna have to CMC energy.
And Kelsey is gonna have to do his thing as well.
Kelsey's gonna have to block.
That too. He's gonna have to chip.
Yeah. I mean, I think
he's gonna have to chip.
I think he blocks better than Kittle.
So
he did a lot. He did.
The only thing Kittle does better than Kelsey block.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't even think he's gonna block. In general, you know,
he's gonna have to chip and go.
He's gonna be a chip and go type of guy.
There's gonna be a lot of short routes too.
It's gonna be a lot of short stuff going on.
Time of possession from them probably gonna be crazy because they're just gonna.
If the Chiefs lose, I feel like it's gonna be because of a lack of weapons for Patty. He lost, you know, Tyreek Hill, and that might him losing Tyreek Hill might make the difference. For this year, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because now
you don't have you can't go over the top anymore. Yeah, you know.
Say he lost Mecole Hardman.
Yeah,
he's done for the season.
Yeah, bro, he's been
for real.
He's GG's, bro.
Yeah, he's been done the week after.
MVS had a great game.
Yeah. Valdez Scantling. He was cooking Eli Apple. Oh my God!
We gotta talk about and we're gonna bring up you know our new segment in a few talking about player deals. We gotta talk about the fact that Juju Smith-Schuster took a 1 year deal. Like he declined an extension with the Steelers so he could take a 1 year prove it deal, and then is absolutely shit the bed the entire season. Like yeah.
Gen Z
awful.
Vibes.
Bro is awful.
Gen Z TikTok vibes.
Yeah.
He wanted to hang out with his boy Jackson.
That was
you
it.
Know, and
oh man, the video shit of Pat Mahomes' wife after the game, bro.
No, Jesus. Can we stop? All right. I want to talk about this. Patrick Mahomes' dad completely wipes everything out when it comes to his brother and his wife.
I don't know about
because
that.
His dad is cool as fuck. Yes. I don't know if y'all
he's
heard cool. it.
Oh, he's smoking on that Joe pack. I mean that Joe Burrow pack.
His that's the first time anybody has ever seen. Pat Mahomes Sr., or that's his name, right?
Yeah,
Pat Mahomes Sr.
Like he played baseball, bro.
Yeah, but nobody's heard him since, bro. He played for the Mets, but nobody's heard from him since.
Nobody knows
the
Mets. Come on.
He looks like he's fried 24/7.
Yeah, he's but, cool as fuck. Yeah, I like him.
The way
cool.
he'd be drinking hella alcohol.
He was definitely really cool, but they suck so bad. I don't know. Like, his brother and his wife are awful. Like, I can't. They're just terrible people.
Are they terrible people?
I can't stand them. You enjoy their content? You enjoy Jackson Mahomes' TikTok content?
Obviously not, but are they bad people?
Ed said you were following him. I don't know.
No, I said, why are you following
him? Oh.
Said, don't troll. Him? Don't fucking troll and say I follow Jackson Mahomes, you piece of shit.
All right. Yeah. Next up.
All right.
The new segment coming to Mo Sports TV. What's your deal?
What's your deal? So... this segment is specifically focusing on the free agents coming up this summer. We're going to focus on three specific free agents and what deals would we give these players if we were the GM of whatever team that is trying to get that player. So the first player up is Daniel Jones. He's going to deserve a contract from the Giants. And what? Where is the sweet spot for Daniel Jones? What type of numbers? I'll tell you right now, me personally, I'm going to probably go 3 years anywhere from 90 million to 96 million for 3 years. That's anywhere from 30 to 33 a year. Franchise tag is what, 43 right now?
Man. I'm just looking at
and there's a lot of players
bro.
That have Kirk Cousins getting more than
bro. You got Ryan Tannehill making nearly $39 million a year right now.
Right. So
Carson
I feel
Wentz,
like
$28 million a year. That's nasty.
Danny Jones at anywhere from 30 to 33 years is a steal, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think
90?
3 years, I mean, 90 million. That's 30 a year, bro.
Kirk Cousins is getting 31 and a half.
His contract was from 4 years ago.
I understand that, but he's not their caliber.
Yeah, I would like Daniel Jones to get in the 20s, but that's just not realistic. And
that's what I was going to
do. Aaron Rodgers making 28 and a half.
For how many years? 3 years? Yeah, 20 a year?
20 a year.
That's not how it works. That's not how quarterback contracts work, unfortunately. I wish that was the case, but that's just not how the NFL works, especially with the season Danielle.
Almost 100.
Three years? That's not bad, bro. I'm telling you.
So, Simo, what's your deal?
3 years, 90 million.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Ed, what you think?
I guess you can't give QB 60 mil.
Yeah, I was going to say you got it.
That's why I was going to do 60 mil for 3 years, 20 a year, because he still hasn't really.
So, if we're looking at the 20 mil a year range, Dak is making 19.7. Lamar's making 23 currently, obviously seeking more. Derek Carr is making 19.3. Sam Darnold is still making 18.8.
He can't get all that and ain't really proved nothing really. And I can't. I'm not down playing his game, but he got it. If y'all Giants do what we did and y'all rebuilding or whatever, and he gets those pieces and starts doing that, then we could talk about a contract extension. But he's not
a free agent. There's no other choice. We got to extend him this year or else he's a free agent.
I don't think he's worth 90 million, Corey. I'm sorry. He's worth a whopping
30 mil to throw 15 TDs is crazy, Corey.
22 total TDs. Mm. You're good. Yeah. Go up. Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, if I'm looking at a deal right now, man, it's tough because like Carson Wentz really making 28 million a year right now.
That's
like
that's a fleece.
That's a ski mask.
But you gotta see the organization's dog shit. So it's like.
Daniel Jones is coming off of his rookie contract. It's not like he's an old, washed-up piece of shit. Like,
I still
got to
give Saquon money. So you're going
to. We have enough money to do both and still
get Saquon a bag and still be good.
Along the lines of, I'm thinking 25 to 27. Maybe if you could get him down to 22 to 25 and then have something, you know, maybe an incentive, a playoff incentive, if you can't franchise tagging. I'm going the route of franchise tagging first, though. With Jones.
So you're going to give him 43 a year then?
For this next year, sure. I'll give him 43 for 1 year.
43
for 1 year? For 1 year. If we're going to trade for a wide receiver,
I'd rather tag Saquon. I'd rather tag Saquon.
You know what sucks with y'all, bro? You know what sucks? They just play good, like crazy good this year.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. That sucks. Like,
that does suck because we really
play decent.
Well,
really good.
Saquon had. Isn't just doing well. He's been a great running back, but
can he stay healthy?
Well, he did this year under his new offense. That doesn't make him go all crazy and run around the fucking field and fucking.
Corey, don't say that because y'all was giving this man 20 plus carries the game. Yeah. So
where? In places where he doesn't have to get fucked up and cut crazy and fucking do the most, and that's where he was getting all his injuries from. Is from. Running east and west and not north and south. They're making him run north and south now.
Y'all was giving him 20 carries this season. Then y'all came and played us, which he was hurt.
With them two, y'all just in a shitty situation because y'all don't know what the hell they could really.
There's a lot of unknown. And the thing is, like, we're not in the position like the Eagles where we're seeing that type of, you know, big success and still have room to work with, being that, like, Hurts doesn't have to get paid. So
that's why I said it sucks.
Yeah, it definitely does suck. But it's not something that they can't figure out because Joe Shane came in to cap hell with Gettle. You know, we were screwed. And he actually did get some of the contracts. It came at the cost of, you know, releasing, like, Bradbury type, those guys. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And he was able to convert a lot of it to, you know, signing bonus and those types of incentives. So
it just sucks.
I know. Y'all need to treat Saquon like the franchise quarterback. See, the thing is, though, now this is, again, another year. The last time that a running back on a Super Bowl team was getting more than $10 million a year was, I think, I saw like 2017.
Todd Gurley.
Could have been Gurley.
I think it was Todd Gurley, yeah. Because after that, he's like, but fucked it up for all running backs.
Yeah, now I'm just like, you see teams that are making this game that aren't, you know, it's a passing league. So, I mean, you look at these backfields. Pacheco is, you know, this is kind of a by committee type of situation. You got Sanders, Gainwell, Scott. That's a committee type of, I don't know. So
I would rather bag Saquon, because if we lock up Saquon to a long, big deal, running backs don't get those type of deals anymore. That's not how the NFL works anymore. You know who does get these type of deals? Quarterbacks. Right. I would rather lock up our quarterback instead of our running back. I'd rather tag Saquon and sign Daniel Jones for 3 years than the opposite. Because now you're going to have to spend $45 million on Daniel Jones for 1 year, and then you're going to lock up Saquon for another 20 a year. That there goes your whole cap space for the whole year trying to do that bullshit. I'd rather pay Danny 30 and tag Saquon for 20.
Okay.
You're saving $15 million just doing that.
Win, but they went to the bowl. Yeah, this is just, you know, teams that were in the Super Bowl. This is the first, not happening. But, you know, these teams aren't paying guys over $10 million at the running back position. Who are the quarterback prospects of the new year? I mean, that's not a situation the Giants are looking at, though.
Yeah, they don't need a quarterback.
We need some wide receivers. We need to draft a wide receiver or a linebacker first round.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jigba, I like from Ohio State. I like Jameson Williams from USC.
I was looking Levante Davis.
Levante Davis, free agent. So would love that. D Hop, we could trade for. T Higgins possibly
Levante
trade for.
Levante is definitely I could see him in that Wink Martindale type of defense. Mm-hmm. He likes headhunting like that, so. I don't know. It's going
to
be.
There's so many options for the Giants to take. So I'm just going to trust Joe Shane. He did the right thing last year, and I just think he's going to do more of the right thing this offseason. And we have plenty of cap room to make something big happen.
I hope so.
Like I said, the Giants this year was the Eagles last year, and I'll stick to that. Yeah, we're good offseason away from being contenders.
I will not disagree with that because. Well, you guys were just you're a better us last year.
Pretty much. Respect. But y'all had a really great offseason.
Yeah.
And
pickups.
If we're one of those offseasons away to being great too, in my opinion.
Ayuk liked the picture. Yeah, we talked about that. That's definitely, you know, it's a move to be looked at. To be looked at for sure. All right. What else we got going on? Another player.
Oh yeah, the next player is Lamar Jackson.
Lamar. Getting $23 million a year at the moment.
Do you max him out and give him $45-50 a year, or
what's the minimum, or like what did he decline already?
Like two something.
Well, yearly. Or something. He declined like more than 40 a year.
I think it was like one something guaranteed.
I mean, double R, what do we got there? Well, what was his? He declined something from them more recently than, you know, not. It was something, and I don't know.
One, it was like one something where I was like guaranteed.
I think I'm giving him $40 million. But you got to get the guy help. That's the thing. Like, they should be the team that's interested in
you're not going to get him help if you're giving him $45 million a year. Well, and they're already not giving him help at $23 million a year.
Yeah.
I'd add an extra $20 million a year to that. They're definitely not getting him no wide receiver. So.
I don't know. 250
better draft somebody.
130 guaranteed. He declined the Kyler Murray contract. What's Kyler's only getting what right now? Oh, Kyler's getting a bag.
I'm pretty sure he's getting like 40.
Like a crazy extension.
He got great extension last year.
He got good money.
Let's see. Kyler Murray contract. He is getting 5 years, $230 million. He will make an average annual salary of $46 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so 30 doesn't sound that much crazy anymore now, does it, fellas? Now you're seeing these big contracts that were signed last year.
They're different caliber players, though, that's what I'm saying.
That's also a bad deal for – I mean, not a bad deal for Kyler because at the time he was
a great deal for Kyler
on his ACL, but
– what did Aaron Rodgers get last year? He got what, 45 as well?
A-Rod is signed for – he has a salary cap hit of 31.6 next year.
Okay.
But he has 59.4 million guaranteed if he plays. He has some weird incentives and reworking going on because he weaseled his way, you know, and through the Packers front office for
that
sure.
That 31 ain't 31. It's really 41.
Yeah, so. No, it's something. It's something crazy. So, what are you guys giving Lamar? Meech, what you think?
I'm giving him whatever he wanted more of is what he could get. He should get whatever he deserves.
Giving Lamar $47 million a year if he asks for it?
Yeah, he deserves it. Why not?
Okay, Ed?
Yeah, same. Either that or Max. But it's like y'all said, he's not going to get nobody if he gets that. But it's all up to what he – it really comes down to what – I think he'll take a contract if he – he'll take a lesser contract if they get him help.
Mm. No.
He's going the Dame route, it seems.
The problem with Lamar Jackson and why he's not signing these contracts is the guaranteed money. He wants his shit all guaranteed. That's like Deshaun Watson. He wants his shit all guaranteed.
He should.
Absolutely. Now, me personally – I'm not giving him all guarantee because there's no such thing as an all guaranteed contract in the NFL. So you're shitting me. I'm sorry, except for Deshaun Watson. He's the one who broke the mold. But me personally, I would give him 4 years, $180 million. That's 45 a year. Take it or fucking shut up.
It's tough to demand all that guaranteed, like the whole thing guaranteed when you're
getting I'll give 150 Lamar has. Guaranteed. And that's still amazing.
Lamar chose not to play. He could have easily played. He just was like, I'm not risking anything to get hurt for you guys. That's what it was.
He'll never admit that.
He won't. You know, yeah, that's what I say.
That's really what it came down to.
He was just like, I'm not gonna get hurt.
I don't blame him.
Y'all not giving me no bread. And then y'all go out and sign Roquan Smith to a big ass deal. Yeah, fuck you guys.
That does it too. That would do it for me too. Honestly, I wouldn't play either.
He's going to have a new offensive coordinator this season. Maybe that's enough to keep him around on a lesser salary.
Maybe.
Man, that's – you're just –
still got the same
along.
Head coach, though.
Poor guy. Have a new
he's getting offensive teased. Coordinator.
He still doesn't have anybody.
Yeah. He can't throw to him.
he can't throw to nobody. Like, what can he
– And honestly, I think Greg Roman was a scapegoat in this situation for having no – he has no weapons. Nothing. He's nothing to work with. You traded Hollywood Brown, who was the only thing – you know, somewhat of a professional receiver, you know? Yeah, no, yeah. Like, that's a tight end. It is a weapon, but it's a tight end. How far can you go?
It's not Gronk. So.
Yeah, as exactly. I say, he was, like, his number one, and I never seen nobody really, like, a number one.
When did they draft Duvernay? That was in the first round, wasn't it? Or was that in the second round?
Duvernay? I don't know, but...
I don't think
that just didn't work out. We're going to not sit up here and say... They didn't try at least to give him some type of weapon with Duvernay.
Through the draft, though, bro.
That's how most teams get their stud wide receivers.
Drafted in 2020.
Justin Jefferson got picked, what, 23rd? You know what I'm saying? Jamar Chase, what?
Number one.
What? Duvernay?
No, Jamar Chase was the number one overall pick.
Was he?
Yeah. That was the hot topic, right? Jamar Chase was a number
one. No, the fuck, he was not the number one pick in the draft. Stop it, bro.
I don't think the Bengals ever had a number one.
No. Joe Burrow was their number one pick the year before, but the number 10 pick was Jamar Chase, I believe.
Oh, fifth. I'm sorry. He was selected fifth overall.
Fifth.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's just touchy.
I think they should draft a best wide receiver available in the first round. And maybe if they can go after Ayuk, somebody.
Ayuk would be great for them.
You know, somebody. Something. Yeah, shit. Give them something. Mm. But for cheap, though. You know, because they're about to spend a bag for him.
Yeah.
You know? All right, next player.
To last player.
The last player is Jimmy Ward.
Switching it up to the defense.
One of the better corners in the game right now. He was going step for step with AJ for a while in that game.
Yeah,
for
that was
a
nasty.
While. He was playing pretty good defense, but what kind of contract does he deserve?
Let's see. Look at these,
I'm looking at cornerback contracts right now. And I mean I don't know if I'm putting him up there with Jair Alexander.
Nah, he isn't like
I think I may give him
so it's the top tippy top is 21, 20, and 20 by Alexander, Denzel Ward, and Jalen Ramsey.
I'm giving him Tre'Davious White money. That's $17 million a year.
That sounds about right.
That's reasonable.
Because Darius Slay is 16.6, and I think he's just a little bit better than Slay, being that he has the age edge. He's a little bit younger, and you can invest in him a little bit more. So I don't know. I think 17
I can see 17 because the latest contract that happened was J.C. Jackson with the Chargers, and he got 16.5 a year.
And you're getting so, more youth with Ward.
Right. So I would say 17.5 a year,
Years,
whatever that adds up to. That's 36.
Jimmy is a free safety nickel corner. Like all right, bro. I mean, he's in it. Come on.
No, corner free. He plays.
We're splitting hairs. We're splitting hairs.
He plays every position.
Plays secondary. Yeah. Plays DB. How about
who
that?
Who said that? I hate when people nitpick shit like that. Like, bro.
I mean, Marshawn Lattimore getting 19.4 is a little bit of an overpay. I can't even lie to you. Just looking at these contracts right now. Marlon Humphrey getting 19.5 to be barbecue chicken this past year is also a little bit of an overpay. And the fact that he's getting that money and then you don't want to pay Lamar is just nuts. Not to, you know, go back to what we were talking about, but like, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, but he's around that 17.
That's the Ravens identity, though.
44.
Yes.
Huh?
Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters, old ass.
Yeah, 14 a year.
14? Oh, he getting 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is 42.
That's his overall contract for however many years.
Jalen Ramsey, but they said they're about to trade Jalen Ramsey. I thought
they are. They're looking. Taking calls at the moment.
Bring him back to the Jacks.
But it's important because you're comparing him to Darius. Oh, so the rebuttal to that nitpick was it's important because you're comparing him to Darius Slay's contract.
No,
oh my God,
bro. Like,
I mean,
you got it.
I'm still giving him a little bit more because if anything, then you just proved that he has more versatility than Slay. Right. So he's more deserving of a little bit more money. I don't know. I still stick with my 17 to maybe 18.
17.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's call it that.
17.5 for me.
He's definitely deserving. And he's a solid corner for sure. He did his thing.
Humphrey and Peters been getting cooked these, but yeah, they've been getting.
Well, they zone dudes anyway, so it don't really matter.
Yeah,
anything
they're not zone, they're not man barbecue. Guys, and we're seeing now the NFL is really getting taken over by man coverage, especially you know with the bigger body cornerbacks that we're seeing in the league. So
yeah
I think
I'll be coming in.
That was our segment of what's your deal. Any businesses want to sponsor that segment? Let me know.
Let us know
the show. All right, let's hop into the NBA real quick for like 15 minutes, and then we'll finish this thing out. The trade deadline is coming up. We've been hearing some rumors of certain players that are about to be gone. OG Anunoby, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, fucking shoot me if we give up 3 first rounders for OG Anunoby, by the way. Oh my God, this price tag is absurd. If you go and you spend that much on OG, that is a clear settle because you lost out on Donovan Mitchell. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's my thought.
The Knicks aren't giving up 3 firsts. And I honestly think it's probably going to be 1 unprotected and 1 super protected from all those picks that we got in the draft last year. So I think.
He's a 3 and D.
He's a 3. Yeah, he's one of the best perimeter defenders in the game. They're taking him for his defense, not for his offense.
Is that what we need?
I don't know what we need.
We don't need no more. We always get these players, these 3-and-D players. We don't need them.
Bro, like OG Reggie Bullock. Like, what are we going to do with OG when you have a clog of RJ, Quentin Grimes, you know, everybody at the 3, that 2-3 spot?
We already have a fucking defender.
If we get OG, Grimes would go back to the second unit. I don't know. I don't know what the Knicks are trying to do with OG, but I just see why they're doing it. He's young. He could play a shitload of defense. He can shoot. We'll see what happens. But, you know, the Knicks, at the end of the day, what you really need, truly need, is a superstar wing. And OG is not a superstar wing.
We're mudded. We are mudded.
I say we get Imani Bates in the draft. That's what I say. But we'll see what happens.
Gary Trent Jr. will be nice on a contender. Yeah, he could.
Could.
Jay Crowder. Did you hear the price tag Crowder. On Jay Crowder? That shit's insane. The proposed deal that the Bucks gave is like it's Serge Ibaka, Grayson Allen, and something like 2 second rounders just for Jay Crowder. And the Suns declined it.
They think they're getting more for him?
Yeah, apparently.
The Knicks were talking to the Bucks for Grayson Allen as well. Cam Reddish for Grayson Allen straight up.
Like, what are we doing? I'm off the Cam Reddish train. I think Cam Reddish has had his opportunities and he really hasn't been. He's very inconsistent when he's been getting his opportunities with the Knicks. But then again, you have Tibbs,
play defense.
You have Tibbs, and he doesn't play defense. A guy with that wingspan has to play defense, bro. Like, your biggest asset is your length, pause, and you don't play any defense. Like, come on, dude. Come on.
Just get no PT.
I just don't think it's going to be a super active trade deadline.
I mean, since Mavs are looking for a star. I mean, this is every year.
They're willing to trade anybody, I heard, for that star. I mean, there's no stars on the block.
Do it by himself.
There's no nobody by himself. There's no stars on the block.
Yeah.
This free agent. I mean, this trade deadline. So I mean, we're gonna have to wait until off season to see any type of superstars make any movement. I feel like there's no disgruntled stars right now. The last one was Donovan Mitchell. So I mean,
I wouldn't say there's no stars because the Suns are also
shopping Chris Paul.
They're shopping Chris Paul. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, unless you're
who's going to take him,
unless
though,
you're winning right this second,
the Knicks.
Why would we take him?
That's just some shit we would do.
No,
I don't know. Not this.
That train left when Jalen Brunson came to town. So
maybe. Shout out to Jalen Brunson.
Shout out to him.
Mm. Talk about dramatic ass LeBron.
Yeah, LeDrama.
Disgusted.
Who's winning that game, the Knicks versus the Lakers right now, by
Knicks
the way?
We're down one at halftime, but I'm telling you, bro, they're going to give us some bad calls down the stretch to make up for LeBron getting those blown calls the other night. We're going to get robbed at MSG tonight. I could guarantee it. We're down 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Man.
It's crazy how much your attitude can influence an NBA game. As far as like Patrick Beverley getting that tech. What's literally taking a camera and showing a ref.
Something
that LeBron got fouled.
Something
like,
has to be done, though. That ref, his wife is on Twitter, like notably posting pictures of her and the kids. Go Celtics. Celtics jerseyed out, right? So there, that happens. This call is made in favor of the Celtics. And then you dive deeper. This guy in the past three seasons when refereeing Celtics games is 21-4. Come on, bro.
LeBron's the worst Laker, by the way. I want to let you know.
What do you mean by worst Laker?
He's he's so dramatic, bro. Like
his attitude.
His attitude is horrible.
Always been dramatic.
It's always been like
but,
that.
But the thing is, like, it's been happening all season. We've been getting fucked over, like, literally on the good games too, against good teams. We've been getting fucked over on good calls. Do you have to fucking run and jump around like you fucking, like, saw somebody get shot right in front of you? No, it's so unnecessary.
He went on his knees and did this.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what, bro? I just think it's just he's just pissed off this season that it's just looking shitty again. And AD's continuously getting hurt. He's coming back, fucking getting hurt again. It's just and LeBron's just tired of carrying the Lakers. That's all it is. And
I wish
there was a lot of people saying in the group protecting LeBron.
Brady
does it.
I'm not protecting LeBron. No,
he does that weird shit.
I'm not protecting LeBron with that shit. Stop fucking crying like a bitch. Like, you know what I mean? They're not gonna LeBron, you're LeBron. Nobody likes you, bro. Like, nobody likes
the refs like it. That's the thing though. The refs love LeBron.
No, the fuck they don't. Because
yes, they do.
The dude was sitting right. The ref was literally sitting right now.
Well, he's a Celtics fan.
That particular ref doesn't like LeBron, but as far as his career goes, he's been getting calls left and right his whole career.
The only ref I've ever seen like somebody is Michael Jordan. He was like, Michael, I've seen him, Michael.
Yeah.
I trust you.
I believe you.
I believe you, Michael.
I believe you,
that's
Michael.
The only ref that's I've ever seen that I would probably absolutely love a player. But, yeah, I mean, LeBron is drama, and he's fucking.
I can't wait till LeBron's out the league.
I had a small area of life where I was like, I appreciate how great LeBron is, and then he went back to being a bitch again. And it's just like, it's disgusting.
Me too. Well, his fans are starting to ruin it.
Like, 2016 was, I was like, wow, you know what? I got to respect this. You know, I got to appreciate greatness while it's here. And then when he went to LA, ever since then, he's just been, it's been a corn fest.
Oh, we'll be happy where he goes next because he's going to definitely leave us.
Bro, he's going to be playing for like the next 5 years.
Yeah, bro. You gotta realize that.
Wherever Bronny goes.
You guys got to
he's going to retire.
He's probably going to wait for Bryce, too.
Nah, he's
that'd
more,
be nasty.
He's more
2 years behind.
Yeah. He's more like wanting to go with Bronny than Bryce. And I think probably Bryce understands that because he's
gonna be too old, yeah.
So
Bryce.
Hey, but if LeBron keeps his, if he still
doesn't get hurt, bro. I mean,
takes steroids.
If he's doing this shit at 50,
he's like The Rock. Yeah, he's literally like The Rock. The Rock takes steroids. Yeah. I don't care what nobody says.
There's no way.
They don't test for steroids in the NBA. I don't believe.
There's no way.
Do
what?
They?
They gotta test for steroids.
Does the NBA test for
Donovan Mitchell? Why do you think they
keep? Why do you think they keep John Morant keep getting drug tested? What do you think for?
Yeah, I'm burnt. My bad. Yeah,
that's I do sport. Think LeBron takes steroids. There's no way, bro.
Oh, it's some type of HGH.
Bro. There's no way.
Bro. Come on,
bro. HGH at the end of the day is undetectable. So.
It is. It's no. He might not be taking all anabolics. Right,
I used to believe 50 Cent then, but he did. LeBron ain't taking no steroids because he would be way bigger than that.
No, but it might not be anabolic steroids. It just could be like test or HGH that's keeping him youthful, keeping, you know, his ligaments and joints a little more fluid than they would.
HGH is undetectable.
Yeah, but there's no way that he's just doing this.
Nah.
Come on, why can't you just?
You're probably putting the cream on his joints. You know what I'm saying,
bro? He gets
all these.
Do you see what he does for his body? How much he pays?
Jerry Rice used to do the same thing. But
Jerry Rice played football.
A lot of times, these guys pay their trainers a shitload of money to keep them youthful and healthy, and they wind the personal trainers wind up giving them steroids without their knowledge.
Yeah, I know.
That happens a lot, too.
That happened in baseball, too.
That happens a shitload in baseball, too.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you never know, but I personally don't think...
That's a whole different
story. I don't think
he
LeBron...
He better be paying for his body getting hit like that.
Yeah, I don't think LeBron took steroids, so I don't know. The Rock, yeah, for sure. That boy took some steroids.
Nobody can...
Dwight Howard?
Who cares? Yeah, it's WWF.
He possibly took steroids. Dwight Howard, for sure.
Yeah.
No way. Your traps are bigger than fucking...
Yeah, bro. I don't know.
That's crazy. All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for the week. I appreciate all y'all coming through, man.
Wait.
All right, go ahead.
What's the scores? What are we doing?
We're going to do our preview next week
preview because that's... Okay.
We got so much time.
We have time next week, and we got to figure out stuff to talk about because there's nothing to talk about except for the shitty ass Pro Bowl games that are going to happen.
Right. Letting everybody know now, me and Corey are going to be gone and February?
The last week in February. Yeah, last week. Yeah, there's only one episode we'll miss.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Maybe me and Andy B host a little something going on.
Yeah, why not? We'll see what happens. But there's not going to be anything going on in sports that
maybe,
week.
Maybe
anyway,
that'll be like a baseball day. We'll
do preview. That's the weekend after the Super Bowl.
Double R and I may it's will a good, host Most Sports TV.
Yeah, it's a good week for us to have a little 1 week break. You know what I'm saying? But let's wrap it up. I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all next Tuesday, 7:30, same time. You already know what time it is. Most Sports TV. Support us, follow us, like us, subscribe. You know what time it is.
Peace.
Peace.